So I got a question for all the gamers out there. Are you seriously going to miss out on Alienware's biggest gaming sale of the year? I mean, these are Black Friday prices we're talking about. So it's not just another sale. I took a look, and this is some pretty big bang for your buck. You know, it's Alienware with some of the most advanced engineering out there with systems at the top of reviewers' lists. And what about a gift for yourself? Gift yourself a new Alienware 16 Area 51 gaming laptop. I mean, this thing's got performance at the absolute next level with Intel Core Ultra processors. And even better, you could get it during Black Friday. Plus, you could save on all kinds of displays and accessories like the Alienware 27 4K QD OLED gaming monitor for ultimate visual fidelity. These really are incredible deals on PCs with otherworldly performance. So I'd visit Alienware.com/deals soon and grab what you can before their biggest sale of the year goes dark.
Not today, Bubba.
Go get him, Bubba.
Love you. Not today, Bubba. Just Gordy. Gordy. Can I bother you for a second?
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, folks, here on the Brownlee Dump Show. Before we get the show started, we'd like to let you know that the Brownlee Dump Show is brought to you by Manscaped. Thanks to our sponsor, Manscaped, you can trim the hedges below the belt safely and efficiently. Manscaped is the only men's brand dedicated to below-the-waist grooming. Folks, using promo code BROBIBLE, BROBIBLE, get 20% off and free shipping on your Manscaped order today. Enjoy. That is promo code BROBIBLE, BROBIBLE, 20% off. Thanks to Big Game Bob. Folks, enjoy the goddamn show. All right, folks, coming to you live here on the Brownlee Dump Show. You know the drill by now. If you don't, you sure as hell should. We do this here Tuesday after Friday. I'm Big Game Bob, coming to you live on your local airwaves, however you're listening, why ever you're listening. We don't really care. We're just happy you are listening, not only behind the glass, but on the mic today as well. We're bringing you beyond the ones and twos. Grace Ibrahim, thanks for coming aboard.
Thanks, Rob. Always happy to be here.
It was a matter of time, Grace, till we gave you the nod and said, let's get the young lady out in front of a mic right now. That's what we're doing here. I mean, it really was. It was just a matter of time here. I like this better. I like the two mic setup here. And as you said, behind the glass and in front of the mic, here we go, Grace Ibrahim.
Let's do it.
Take us right into our sports bit here.
Yeah, so in a time of quarantine, we don't have much, but I'm going to read you a snippet from an article on CBS Sports. We have a little Tom Brady news. So it says Brady was scheduled to meet with Bucks offensive coordinator Byron Leftwich at the latter's Tampa house, but there was one problem. The quarterback walked into the wrong home. According to TMZ Sports, Brady entered the property of Leftwich's next-door neighbor, David Kramer. He walked through the front door with duffel bags in hand. A little sketch there. Kramer was sitting at the kitchen table in the middle of a phone call. He says, quote, "I literally was just sitting there, and I watched this tall guy just walk into my house," Kramer told TMZ Sports. "He didn't even look at me. He just, like, dropped his duffel bags down on the floor and just kind of looked up at me, and I'll never forget the look on his face. He just goes, am I in the wrong house?"
Jesus Christ. You know, Grace, if you switch roles here, it's such a great story, but the first thing that came to my head, if you flip roles here and David Kramer is the one walking into Tom Brady's house, 90% of the Tampa Bay Police Department would have had a rifle staring at this guy's head.
Yeah, he would have walked in and in he stayed.
It would have been a total. If you think Kramer's just going to walk in there with two duffel bags, put him down, view the property, try and find Byron, and then have the ability to just walk on out, you got another thing coming. And I mean, the FBI has never gone to Tampa Bay. I think the whole SWAT team would have been called to Tampa Bay for the first time ever. They say, fuck, Sarge, why the hell are we going to Tampa Bay? They show up 50 deep on a couple bicycles, the FBI shorts, SWAT team shirt on from the intramural game that they just played in. They would just have rifles staring down at Kramer. Poor Mr. Kramer. Officer, I just went to the wrong house. Maybe so, sir, but we haven't won a Super Bowl since 2003. I'll blow your head off if you take one more step towards Tom's living room right there. Now, another thing to think about here, another thing to take on here, what does this say about the Leftwich and Brady pairing for what's to come for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers if they can't even get the right address right? So you think they're going to be able to get the right playbook going if they can't even plug in the right address to Waze? I think Tom had to be pretty pissed. I really do. It's like, what the fuck, Byron? I mean, oh, shit, I'm sorry, Tom. I'm in Tulip Street, not Rose Street. I get my flowers mixed up. Brady's like, you think that shit happens in New England? I mean, seriously, you think Josh McDaniels is giving Brady the wrong address in Boston? That shit would never fly. And you think they'll be able to lock in a good 4th-and-1 play from the 50-yard line if they can't even get this address correct? And to be quite frank, Grace, another thing that you mentioned on the article, what was in those duffel bags?
Nobody knows.
No. Do you really think this guy could have walked up to Brady's house with 2 duffel bags? We're in quarantine mode here. If you think Tom was just coming over to run over a quick quarantine meet and greet, you got another thing coming. He would have had Byron in Byron's own basement for 2 weeks. The Leftwich family would have never seen their father and husband for 2 weeks. Could they just be in the lab downstairs just going to work? I mean, this wasn't a quick meet and greet here, Grace. Oh, geez. So a rough start there in Tampa Bay. And it's going to be exciting to see what's to come. Hopefully Tom made it home okay. Anywho, we are moving on. Grace, I'm going to get into another thing that really bothers me. Question for you. What's your quarantine, like, mask situation looking like?
It's been a little different. You know, I've been trying out different things. First, it was the, I don't know what the fuck to do, so it's the T-shirt around the face. And, you know, then I pulled out my Middle Eastern garb. I thought I'd go out and really represent myself. And that was a little frightening for people. But
back to your roots, yeah.
Back to my roots, you know, why not? But I actually haven't had like a proper mask.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. That's where I'm getting with this is there's no middle ground on masks. It's either this elaborate, complex setup or people are just using like a piece of string. I'm in Trader Joe's the other day and we're online. There's always a line for this Trader Joe's. This guy's got, it's like he just finished a snow cone and just decided to take a rubber band and just kind of wrap it around his face. I mean, it looked ridiculous. He had like blue raspberry coming out of his lips, but this is the same guy that reminded me that I needed to back up a little bit to stay 6 feet apart. Grace, that should not be the guy giving the instructions.
Right.
The guy with that mask is not supposed to be the one. He shouldn't be the one to have the nerve to tell me to back up. Because to be quite frank, with the concoction that this guy had going on, it didn't matter if I was 50 yards away from him, 100 yards away from him. Anything was getting in through that little snow cone right there. If there's anybody that's going to tell me to back up, I want it to be the guy that's looks like he's training for the next Batman sequel where he's going to play Bane. The complex where nothing gets through there. You should have seen the guy behind me. He made Lawrence Taylor's 1980s football mask look like he was using a piece of yarn around his face. I mean, there's just nothing getting through that mask. It pretty much, it like buzzes you if you get too close. And I'm going through the Trader Joe's. That's a guy, if I'm in the frozen section, I don't mind taking a risk and going at some broccoli or whatever it is around that guy because of the mask that he has. Is that the way to play it? Probably not. But this is the guy, at least, that should be giving me the instructions, not the guy with this snow cone mask thinking he's the, you know, MacGyver of sanitation over here. Am I wrong, Grace?
No, you're right.
I mean, it's like somebody who's 300 pounds trying to critique you for your calorie intake. That is not the guy that should be dishing out the instructions.
Right.
And you said it to me the other day. You had the issue with the Uber.
Oh, my God. Have you taken any Ubers lately?
I had my cook. Jesus Christ, I hate to say this. My car was at Pep Boys, which is the last place I wanted to be during this. So I had to use about 3 Ubers during that time.
It's crazy. So, like, I feel like it's a really weird time where we're, like, communicating in a different language now. You can only read people's eyes. So it's like you can tell when someone's happy. You can tell when someone's angry now, all just by looking at their eyes. And I get in my Uber the other day. Jonathan comes to pick me up. Mind you, I'm 5'5", 125 pounds. And a small person getting in my Uber. I always like to, you know, watch out for my surroundings. I get in the car and Jonathan is wearing a full-on black ski mask over his face. He claims he didn't have a mask. Like we were saying, he didn't know what to do. So he pulled out his ski mask. And, you know, he had kind eyes. I look at him, I'm like, hey, Jonathan, how's it going? He's like, hey, Grace, how's it going? We ended up having a great conversation. But any other day, pre-quarantine, I would have gotten in that car and been like, what the fuck is going
on? That's what's amazing to me is when the 3 Ubers that I got in, I think 2 of them, I want to say, I tried to start up conversation. And then with the masks on, I think we kind of both, me and the driver, came into an agreement that this just wasn't working out. I mean, we clearly put the effort into the conversation, but when you put that mask, you know, above you, I just think we both agreed it's best that we just shut down any type of conversation.
Exactly. I feel like you need to also save your breath. I don't know about you, but like I can barely breathe when I have something just wrapped around my face.
Right.
So I just got to conserve my air.
Save it for the outside world. I think we're in a time where both the Uber driver and you are at a very mutual understanding, which is a good thing to have.
Give it up. Get in the car, thumbs up. The windows are down, so it's just like the air. You got to deal with the wind. It's just a lot. There's a lot of commotion.
It's just a total different ballgame. It really is. And Grace, I think we can both agree it is time to keep this show moving on. Oh, shit. Hang right there, folks. So sorry to interrupt. Just want to interrupt to let you know that the Brantley Dumb Show is brought to you by Manscaped. The flowers are blooming, the grass is growing, and it's time to mow your lawn. Thanks to Manscaped, you can trim the hedges below the belt safely and efficiently. They have forever changed the grooming game with their Perfect Package 3.0. Precision engineered tools for your family jewels. Cannot beat that. Cannot underestimate the importance of taking care of those things downstairs. Folks, you can get 20% off. That's 20% off using promo code BROBIBLE. BROBIBLE for 20% off and free shipping of your next Manscaped order today. Folks, enjoy the rest of the show. Enjoy your properly cleaned nutsacks. I tell you, Grace, I finally just went ahead and purchased one of those Honeywell air conditioning units.
Oh, yeah, I saw this.
Yeah, and I have one in my bedroom because it's got to be cold where I sleep, but it's way too hot. It's LA summers are just brutal, so I had to get something, and I was recommended to get one of these Honeywell units. And you saw it. It literally looks like I'm in the middle of an operating room. There's a funnel that you got to funnel outside, and people outside can see inside of it. And there's tubes going out, tubes going in. So I called them because I needed a little help setting this thing up. It took me the whole day to set it up. It's a big old process. And I'm not getting much AC. It's blowing cold air, but there's just not really much difference in the room. So I'm still sweating bullets. The guy on the other line says to me, he goes, yeah, you'll notice it'll give you about a 4-degree difference than if you didn't have it. So I'm thinking to myself, I just spent $700 for a 4-degree difference is what you're telling me? He goes, yeah, give or take 4 or 5 degrees. Give or take. For $600 to $700, it looks like I'm running a hospital. I got my own ER section going on in my liver. That 4 to 5 degrees is not even the difference between a rare and a medium rare steak, just to give you a sense of what so it'll be like 86 degrees outside, 82 degrees in my apartment right now. I got all types of fans blowing, so anywhere in my apartment you go, you got some type of air coming at you. You just don't know where it's coming from. There's fans, there's funnels, there's ACs. This thing is doing nothing. So there's wind circulating around my apartment like you're watching a Green Bay Packer game in Lambeau Field. It's just not cold wind. It's unlike, it's the biggest waste of money I've ever spent. Joey Coldcuts comes over the other day. His entire salmon fillet went flying off his plate. The corn on his plate stood absolutely no chance with the amount of wind going on around my plate. And I can't stop it. I got to keep it going. If you stop it, forget about it. All the progress you made in those 4 hours is now out the window. I have a poster of Derek Jeter in my room. Derek Jeter's playing shortstop in the poster. When you turn this AC unit on, he's playing center field. His feet are not even touching the ground of Yankee Stadium. That's how much wind is currently circulating my apartment. So it's just this massive, elaborate, huge setup that for a 4-degree difference.
Give or take.
I'm watching the Las Vegas Raiders build their stadium in Las Vegas. It's this big, elaborate stadium. It looks beautiful. The problem with it inside the stadium is you got a shitty product. And that's what I'm kind of looking at with my apartment. If you look outside of my apartment right now, you would think, oh, that thing is an icebox inside there. That guy's good. No, that's a 4-degree difference. It's like going to watch a Las Vegas Raiders game, beautiful stadium, beautiful parking. You go in, you got a shitty football product, and you're sweating bullets throughout the game because there's no AC. And that's what I'm dealing with right now, Grayson. To be quite frank with you, I can't return this thing because you got to see the size of the unit. There's no way that I could get it back there, Grace.
It looked heavy duty.
It is heavy duty, and it's doing nothing. I mean, for that big of a set, it's like a Ford F-150, but then you go off-roading, and you can't get even over a little pebble. Those tires can't get above a little rock sitting there in the desert. You can't go anywhere. So, I mean, I'm just here. I'm sweating bullets. And, I mean, you could see it in the video. If the camera pans over to Coldcuts looks like he's sitting in a sauna.
He looked uncomfortable.
Oh, God. You thought he was uncomfortable. You should have seen. Mind you, salmon fillet has a little bit of weight to it. It's not a big, it's not a big piece of fish. It's not a heavy piece of fish, but it's got a little weight to it. If you were to see this salmon just flip over on its skin side off of his plate. The corn's going everywhere. It's like we're in a fucking fun house right now, Grace. So, I mean, look, that's what we're dealing with right now. These Los Angeles summers are just brutal, and there's no way I could ship this thing back. You know, I go to wash my hands in the bathroom. The sink faucet, the water doesn't even hit the sink. It's blowing off onto the toilet. There's no control of anything in my house right now for a 4-degree difference. I couldn't believe it. So for those of you folks right now, I guess, looking to buy a Honeywell unit, if 4 degrees for you is worth $600 to $700, then by all means do it. I got Derek Jeter playing center field right now, Grace. Anywho, moving on. Hey, Grace.
Yeah, Rob.
I believe it is indeed that time, no?
I think it is.
It is time for everybody's favorite segment here. Grace, if we could just trouble you for a little bit of a drum roll, please. It's the Ask Bob segment. Week by week, Tuesday after Friday, Tuesday after Friday, we tell you fine folks, file on in the DMs. Get your questions submitted to be featured for the Ask Bob segment. Folks, now that we have Grace on the ones and twos and on the mic, Crazy Raheem, take us away. What's our first question of the Ask Bob segment?
All right. So first question is coming from Dylan Rosenbaum out of Memphis, Tennessee.
He says, "Gotta be a Jew." Gotta be. He's a Jew.
I knew a Ringbaum once. Shout out Ringbaum. All right, Bob. Who's been your MVPs in the content world during this quarantine? It's a great question.
Yeah, that is a great question. That's awesome.
That's all we have.
From a content perspective, Rosenbaum, everybody, I think I've mentioned it, I'm massive into TikTok now. I'm a big time talker. I love scrolling through there. But I would say two people. One, Shaq. Shaquille O'Neal has been absolutely exceptional throughout this quarantine. I don't know if you saw the video, Grace, where he's DJing in his house.
Yes, I did, actually.
It was unbelievable. And he's got his kids in front of him, and they're jumping on the countertops. Shaq's jumping all over. He's got one foot on the oven, another one on a counter, and he's just bumping music. They're throwing pots and pans. I think the O'Neal household in general has been absolutely spectacular throughout the quarantine. Then he goes on, and you know how much I love the NBA TNT crew. They've been doing Zoom sessions, which has just been A1 quality content. And then the dark horse of this whole thing that I didn't see coming, believe it or not, is Cardi B. I don't know. Did you see Cardi B did a live IG with Bernie Sanders?
I did not.
Oh,
but
Grace.
Now I have to.
Oh, it's so good. Bernie comes on, and mind you, she's prepping the interview, and she's telling us that Bernie Sanders is coming on. She could care less. There's no type of nerves, nothing. She's eating this big ass mango. And she's just right before Bernie's coming on, she's stuffing her face in a mango, and she's got these big nails that are like shovels. It just looked ridiculous. And Bernie comes on, you know, and rather than, you know, toning it down and going political, Cardi just goes, "Bernie, hey," you know, it's like he was coming on to a game show. Yeah, that's, come on down, Mr. Sanders. Hey, Bernie, come on in. It was one of the funniest interviews, I think I've ever seen. Regardless, right side or left, put that away, folks. It's a hilarious interview with two people that just have no business.
I was going to say, what did they talk about?
She was asking him Corona-type questions.
Amazing.
But there was no structure to it. She still had some mango juice to this. You know, before I go into an interview, I've seen every single interview that person's done. I'm prepping the whole day. I really don't eat too much because I can't even think about eating. She was nose deep in this mango, Grace. You got to see it. Cardi B and Shaquille O'Neal have been exceptional. There's no other way to shape it. Top two phenomenal question there from Rosenbaum.
Thanks, Rosenbaum. Moving on to question two is coming from Joseph Sanders from Ramsey, New Jersey. Shout out, New Jersey.
Amen. Amen.
He says, Bob, when are we going to see you out on the course again? Assuming he means golf course.
Look, they finally lifted the ban or whatever it was, you know, on golf courses in Ventura County, which is, you know, right by me. So I'm close.
Did they really?
They did. They did, okay. And I'm close to being able to feel comfortable enough to go out there. But I got news for you, Grace. I will never appreciate hitting a ball so far wide right to another fairway as much as I will when I come up to that. I mean, the appreciation I'll have for being back out on the golf course will be at an all-time high. I'm going to finish every single putt. I'm going to have no issue with the balls going in the water. I'll easily take a drop. There will be no mulligans. My appreciation for golf will truly be higher than it's ever been.
Do you have to wear a mask when you're out there?
You might. I would think that you would. And again, I'm very close to giving myself the green light and getting out there, whether they want me to have the mask on or off.
Well, follow-up question, will that affect your golf game?
You know what, Grace? I'm in the 90s, so to be quite frank, if I'm up five strokes, if I'm down five strokes, nobody gives a shit. You know that's it's like finishing a golf round and somebody telling you your score is like somebody bragging about their fantasy football team.
Right.
Nobody cares.
Right.
You know, Nobody gives a shit who's on your bench, who's on your roster, if you shot an 84 or a 92. Mask on, mask off, it doesn't matter. I want to be with the boys, international carpool, back out on the course, Chrissy Bream.
That's fair.
And that does it here. For episode, let's say, 58 here of the Brilliantly Dumb Show, Grace Ibrahim's debut on the mic. Grace, how'd you feel out there today?
Awesome. It was good. This was a lot of fun.
I thought it flowed well. It will continue to flow well. We keep this train just moving right along here on the Brilliantly Dumb Show. I'm Big Game. Bob, you know the drill. That's Grace Ibrahim. We will see you Friday, folks. Stay safe. Stay quarantined. Take care now.
Not today, Bubba.
Go get him, Bubba.
Love you. Not today, Bubba. No, Bubba. Gordy. Hey, Bobby, for a second.